Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We've got the latest on those coming up in just a moment on your afternoon wrap-up. Stay with us.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization that's been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Welcome back. The cattle complex continued to struggle in the red today with feeder contracts, especially clobbered with triple-digit losses. Lean hog futures were mostly lower today, too, with only spot February making some price progress. Bids and asking prices in cattle feeding country remained poorly defined as traders monitored both the board and internet business. The Fed Cattle Exchange Auction Report today listed a total of 5,131 head with 1,729 actually sold, and generally speaking, prices ranged from $118 to $119.50. The weighted average was $118.82, down from last week's weighted average of $121.98. Live cattle contracts were moderately lower today, pressured by follow-through selling, technically damaged charts, and uncertain cash prospects. Although FCE didn't represent a very big test this morning, sales $3 below last week may be working to make the board discount look less outrageous. Feeder cattle issues also struggling with triple-digit losses as we moved into the last hour of the CME trading, confirmation of building cattle numbers by yesterday's annual herd inventory, making it difficult to recruit new buying. And grain futures were lower across the board after slow but fairly steady selling halted any attempt at follow-through buying from Monday's leg gains. While grain traders waited for a slew of data, investors counted down to the release of the latest statement on monetary policy from the Federal Reserve. Corn prices drifted lower but held to another inside day. March futures continued to hover above its 50-day moving average. Soybeans tried moving off of new three-week set lows overnight, while March probed below support that could threaten another leg lower as the market faces traditional seasonal pressure in February. And wheat prices posted modest losses trying to work off of overnight lows. Late end of the month buying, though, on Tuesday, helped by a sharply lower dollar, was not in play today, but kept the market from the follow-through buying. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.